This is a really good question because it does get to the heart of Hong Kong's immigration policy in relation to the notion of family reunion for permanent residents who have found themselves overseas, have got married to foreign nationals, and at some stage wish to bring those foreign nationals back to Hong Kong to live indefinitely or, in fact, permanently. And how the Immigration Department, as I say, respond to requests for dependent visas where the family is returning back to Hong Kong really from scratch, and that the normal requirements to satisfy the approvability test of food on the table and roof over the head, in addition to proof of genuine relationship, how it can be satisfied in a completely move back to Hong Kong from scratch scenario. Well, as it happens, you seem to have all the constituent elements in place for an approval right from the very get-go. There is no definitive sum that represents sustenance level. Effectively, the Immigration Department are looking to ensure that through the grant of immigration status for a foreign national spouse, that family's not going to end up on public resources. So if we look to your accommodation arrangements, the fact that you're living with family upon your first return from Denmark to Hong Kong makes perfect sense. You wouldn't be expected to move directly into your own accommodation, one would assume. Secondly, because you're in a sense both fresh off the boat, as it were, then you're not going to be in a position, or your wife's not going to be in a position to walk straight into a full-time, fully engaged employment. So any sources of income that you can prove to the Immigration Department that you've got access to, be it part-time or full-time or sometime or contractor work or however, as long as you can prove that it's a reasonably reliable source of income on an ongoing basis, that coupled with the fact that you've got a roof over your head, which can be proven through representations from family members that you do have a place to call your home for as long as you need it, that will certainly put to bed the accommodation arrangements. So on the one hand, your $12,000 a month is absolutely sufficient for the purposes of sponsorship. The fact that you're living in family accommodation is perfect from a roof over the head perspective. After 4 years, you're going to coast the test of proof of genuine relationship. And so from an approvability perspective, I think you're effectively home and hosed. It will help to submit as part of your application bundle proof to show that you do have other non-cash assets, non-cash resources that go to make up the bulk of your family, your immediate family wealth. But all things considered, that's just adding ballast to the tank rather than providing something definitive upon which the case can be expected to turn. So I think that you're in shape for an approval, and it doesn't matter whether you make an application from overseas or whether you come to Hong Kong as a visitor. As a Danish national, you get 90 days, and then you convert your status from visitor through to dependent. I expect the process to take 6 to 8 weeks, and from the circumstances as I understand them and as you presented them to me in your question, I think your approvals are shoo-in.